please.
Okay, our first case under other business is number 11,634, Ocal Acres LLC, seeking a special use exception to place a telecommunication tower, section 115-23 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of East Redden Road and on the west side of Donovan Road. The 911 address is 17120 Ocals Lane, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, map 24, parcel 1.05. And this is a request for a time extension. And we received a letter. This letter was written on behalf of Selco Partnership, doing business as Verizon Wireless, to request a second one-year extension to the special use permit granted by the Board of Adjustment in case number 11,634, dated October 20th, 2015, and a prior extension expires later this year. A copy of the decision was attached. The request is being made as construction has not yet commenced on the site, and the approval is approaching expiration. While the building permit for the construction has been obtained by the client, the site is not slated for construction until the second quarter of 2018. The preparation of construction documents by the determination that the compound needed to be relocated approximately 135 feet from the originally chosen location to avoid unanticipated resource impacts, a fact that necessitated additional conversations with the landlord and the changes to the lease and construction documents. As such, this extension is being requested to avoid the need to return to the board for a new hearing. They would ask, if possible, to be placed on the next available agenda, and any information, there was contact information, and the letter was signed by John E. Tracy.
So what's the reason then again for this now?
So they are requesting an additional time extension, an additional year, because of difficulties that they had, unanticipated resource impacts, and needed to change the lease and construction documents.
So did they change the location of the tower?
So it sounds like they have relocated approximately 135 feet from the original location.
So that may impact neighboring properties. And it's the second time they've asked for an extension?
This is the second extension, yes. The last extension was granted on September 19th, 2016 by the board. And they were granted a one-year extension.
Was there opposition?
Pardon?
Was there opposition?
It does not appear that.
When it initially came before, I don't believe there was.
And it initially came before the board September 14th, 2015.
If I recall, it was in a rural area where there was no opposition.
I didn't think there was.
And I just remember I looked at the findings before, but if Mrs. Walls has them, that would be. Yeah.
There's no opposition noted.
Jamie, I got a question. When they do that, it's going to be an open hearing again.
When they
extend the request.
There's no public hearing on it. It essentially would be your decision before, which was that the tower would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. That part of the component, I mean, we're just extending the approval. The one area that, because, I mean, this isn't a new public hearing, it's just an expansion of their previous approval. The only area that could be of concern are some of the technical requirements, such as where they have to be located on the site. That may differ, and I understand Ms. McGee's concern as well about it's in a different location. You know, does that pose a problem? So if the board was not inclined to grant the extension, then the applicant would have to reapply and go back to the beginning.
We understand it was in the back. It's been a while, but it's all the way in the back.
I believe Mrs. Walls has the decision, and if you wish to look at that so you can see the record, that perhaps could be helpful.
But they have to move it 135 feet, she said.
If that presents a problem, then the only thing they're asking for is an extension of what we granted. So therefore, if what they do in addition to our approval presents a problem, then that's on them, and they'd have to
come back, or
joining other properties, they wouldn't have the opportunity to voice their opinion.
That's correct.
I think it depends where it's located.
And that's why I asked if there was any opposition, because if there wasn't, then they were apparently not opposed to anywhere on the property, because they would not have found out where it was going to be on the property until they came to the hearing.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while, but I think it was way in the back, not affecting anything, really.
Right.
So by moving it, I don't think it's going to affect anybody back there.
Right.
I have no problem giving an extension.
Right, I don't either. So moved. 1 year.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Wharton, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,634 for a 1 year extension. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Wharton?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,634 is approved for a 1 year extension. Next case, please.